With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, welcome to a brand new episode of Baffled. It's Friday, which means it's Connor Explains. Connor picks one subject and tries to boil down inside it, to dig down into the nitty-gritty, to make it crystal clear for us. Mark is also here with us as well.
I am indeed here to chew on the fat that is Connor's explanations.
And my name's Dan. Thank you for joining us. Connor, what have you picked today?
The bees. So very simply, the bees of the world. What the bees do, what we do without the bees, the buzzy bees, the bees.
Okay. So bees is a big concept. And we've heard, you know, you hear in the news all the time that they're very important. If you took out the bees, you know, we'd go the same way as the dinosaurs very swiftly. Something like that. Where'd you start? What did you do?
So, straight away, on the old Googleino, like I always do, what do bees do? Because I want to be honest with you, like, I don't really know what the bees do, you know, other than sting people and cause people to flip and flap. I don't really know what they do for the world, but there's a lot of answers. But
I'm just going to open up. Flip and flap?
Flip and flap is the scientific term. It's called flip and flap.
Yeah.
Also as well, I've come to discover that literally every single thing that we do in the Connor Explains is all science-based. Isn't it funny how the science of the world runs the world, you know?
No, quickly, that is literally Connor, how science works.
Connor, you said you didn't know what they did. So you must have known before you started researching this that bees were important. So aside from stinging people, like, what vague idea did you have that they might do?
So I understood that, like, bees pollinated, and I understood that they played a part in, like, you know, to do with, like, flowers and the food chain. And I understood that. I just didn't really understand what, why, and how. But the bold sentence, really, that kind of summed up for me the bees is... The bees are more important than all three of us put together that we ever will be in our lives. The bees are very, very important. They do more for the world than I ever will. Ever.
Well, did they give away a Nintendo Switch from their podcast? No.
Well, no, I didn't. I mean, they didn't do that.
They're not as important as us, are they? They don't do more for the world than us. So, yeah, bees are important. What makes you say, why are they more important than we are?
Okay, so bees are pollinators. I'm sure that you all know that you learn that in like year one, they pollinate. And they actually play a part in every aspect of the ecosystem, which I had no idea about. So they support the growth of trees. They support the growth of flowers. They also support plants, which serve as food and shelter for creatures large and small. So without the bees, these things wouldn't be able to grow as well. And therefore, animals might not be warm overnight without the bees.
So basically, bees are really important. Like, get rid of the bees and you lose a lot more than the bees.
Basically, the bees are a landlord. The bees are landlords. They create the housing. The animals sleep under it. Without the bees, there wouldn't be any plants and trees to sleep under. They're the landlords of the world, of the ecosystem. This is what people aren't understanding.
When you say landlords, like not a pub landlord of, oi, get out of my plant. Not like that. Like...
No,
like they provide the houses.
You know the ones that like you. Yeah, when does everyone? Yeah, you know the ones that like you pay that utmost amount of money to. You know, like triple the mortgage. Those type of landlords, they're the bees.
Oh, so a London landlord, yeah.
Yeah, so it's a dickhead basically. Bees are dickheads. There we go. Look, bees are a mix of things.
So very important. What, like, and there's a lot of different roads we could go down from that statement, Con. You, I guess, I don't want to force you down a road, so just take it away. Where do you want to go with this next?
Right, okay. So a sentence here that kind of sums it up in a way that I struggle to understand, but then again, I'm the people's champion, so you two will probably understand this, right? Bees contribute to complex, interconnected ecosystems that allow a diverse number of different species to coexist. So one of you are welcome to break that down into forms that normal humans read.
It's just what you said before. It's basically what you just spent about 2 minutes saying in much more complicated English that they didn't need to do.
Yeah, exactly. So basically, bees play a big part in the world. The pollination of plants and crops are extremely important as well commercially for farming practices worldwide. So by the bees pollinating, that allows farming to be done. It allows things to progress in that avenue, which of course is also contributing to the economy as well. I've got some fun bits for you later on that might blow your mind. But without the bees, the economy would actually be pretty destroyed as well.
Did you look up how bees pollinate?
No, I'm not interested in that. You know, I know they just, I think pollen sticks to their hair or something mad like that. You know, they land on the plant and then it sticks to them. You know, mad.
It's amazing
really.
How that's not too far from the truth in that, like, the science is happening around them. They're not really aware what they're doing quite a lot of the time, but what they are doing, as you said, is so vital to the world and all these different ecosystems. So you don't know how they pollinate. What do you know?
So I know that the bees are important. I want to go on to explain to you why the bees are important. We've got the basis at the minute as to what the bees do. Mark's very quiet. Always fine with Connor explains. Young Mark is always learning. Do you not realise that, Dan? He's sitting, he learns a lot.
I'm sitting here taking notes. This is all going. It's all going straight in this noggin right here.
It's an absolute day off for him, isn't it? I've got to do the ringleading. Yeah. I've got to ask you questions. You've got to do the research.
This is the easiest podcast for me to do, Connor explains. I just sit here, make a zarky comment every now and again, and life's good.
Yeah, all Mark does really is he just adjusts his backdrop every time. I mean, there's something new every single week, or today it's all disappeared.
Yeah, I've had a tidy. That's what I've done.
Did you know, fun little, because we have a fact podcast, but this is Connor explains, that the bees actually pollinate a third of our food. Did you know that, Mark?
I didn't know that, no.
There we go. They pollinate a third of our food.
What's the two thirds that they don't pollinate?
I don't know. As you can tell, like I'm not massively like, you know, enjoying the bee research. You know, I'm really trying to be enthusiastic here, but
mate, you're doing a good job.
Pretty, you know,
you're doing a good job.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah.
Did you get any mad stat about like how much honey they make, and doesn't it take a bee about, you know, four lifetimes worth of what gives us one teaspoon of honey? Like there's some mad stat there.
That's literally the stat as well. It's like four lifetimes of a bee gives us like exactly what you said, like one maybe coffee little bit that you put in a coffee. Honey and coffee is great, by the way. That is the amount of four bees' lives. So, you know, they're working hard for us.
Is that it?
Yeah, I know, they're not doing much, right? They're not pulling their weight, really.
Just as well, they're also responsible for everything else on this planet. Otherwise, I would start saying that bees are useless.
Bees are useless, but when you're flipping and you're flapping and you may be squashing them when you're outside, you want to maybe have a little second think about that, because did you know as well that one out of every three bites that you put in your mouth was pollinated by honeybees? There we go. One out of every three bites. When you have your don of meat, you know, they pollinated your don of meat.
I'm not convinced they pollinated the don of meat.
And that doesn't make any sense. Like, if you're eating one thing, and it's not like every third bite that you have of that strand of don of meat is from the bee. It's not like it's not pulling its weight around for the first two bites. Like, that is a stat that makes no sense.
Yeah, do you know what? And if you've got a problem with that stat, then I agree with you, Dan, but you're welcome to email BBC Bite Size, because this is where I found out everything to do with bees, you know? Yeah, there we go.
No, as in the logic of them influencing a lot is fine, but the stat of one every three bites that you have coming from a bee is bollocks. It doesn't make sense.
I thought it was bollocks too, and BBC Bite Size are the ones you should go to about this, because that was where the stat come from, Dan, BBC Bite Size.
Okay.
Is this like the British Broadcasting Company, or is it a site that's decided it knows everything about bees, so it's gone for the BBC? Because if so, it's a great place to get your info.
I don't know. You know, it's full of pop-ups. So, you know, we put it to one side. So in addition to pollinating crops such as apples, almonds, broccoli, strawberries, cucumbers, and cotton as well, bees also pollinate alfalfa seeds, which are used for beef and dairy feed. So therefore, their contribution to the meat industry isn't necessarily them directly, but by them pollinating seeds such as that, it helps to sort of keep the meat industry going, I guess, because it feeds the animals as well. They play quite a big part in that.
I wonder if they've seen Cowspiracy at all. If they've seen that, they probably wouldn't be making those alfalfa seeds anymore. They wouldn't have any part in the meat and dairy industry.
No, exactly. Yeah, I agree with you. And then this is kind of like the bit for me that made me realise the importance of bees. I mean, this is a good episode, this one, isn't it? Here we go. Honeybees are responsible. They're responsible, the honeybees, for Honeybees are responsible for $30 billion a year in crops.
How?
That's a fair amount.
Yeah, they're pulling their weight.
They're pulling their weight.
Because they're pollinating stuff.
Yeah, exactly, because they're pollinating stuff.
So $30 billion worth of crops, but about 2p's worth of actual honey.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, exactly. What they're actually made for, they jack off. They just go for the crops. Dodgy bees. Anyway, we may lose all the plants that bees pollinate, all of the animals that eat those plants, and so on up the food chain, which means a world without bees could struggle to sustain the global human population of 7 billion, science proves. So we would struggle to sustain as humans on the earth without the bees.
There we go. Who knew bees were so important?
Do you have any timeline here? So if I were to kill all the bees,
Just think about the opening to that question. Do I have a timeline? So you seriously think that I went, oh, do you know what this needs? A timeline.
No, so if you took away the bees, do you know what would be the first thing to happen? Like, do you know that pattern of events?
Well, I think
people would hunt and kill down Connor. That would be the first thing to happen if Connor took away the bees.
Yeah. I think the biggest thing with the bees, from what I'm reading, is it's the crop-related stuff. That's kind of like their main thing. So they pollinate with the crops, therefore allowing them to grow, allowing them to be eaten, allowing humans to also eat them as well. So if we start killing bees, then less work is going to happen with bees and crops, to put it simply. So therefore, without crops, like you think animals eat them, animals live under them, we eat them. So if you start reducing, let's say like 80% of the world's bees disappeared, that's quite a lot of work that goes on to the 20% that are left, you know?
Yep. By definition, that's a lot of honey they've got to make for your coffees. Yeah. Well,
that's a lot of honey.
It'd be better just to move away from honey and go, look, we ain't got time for honey. We ain't making much. There's only 20% of us left. The rest are on furlough. And then just come on.
Exactly.
We'll just do the crop thing. That'll do.
Mr. on furlough. Then I thought I'd finish it with a little Epstein quote.
Yeah, not because Epstein, he's Einstein. A great guy to go for. About to say, slightly different.
You know, it's surprising. When he wasn't...
This part of the podcast has been deleted for legal reasons. Please stand by. Thank you for your patience. The boys will be back soon once they've stopped saying all the things we're not allowed to air.
Well, anyway, there's the peak of the episode, if ever there was one, wasn't there?
As if that was making it in.
An Einstein fact.
So there's an Einstein fact here. Well, not an Einstein fact, but a quote by him. Basically, if bees disappeared off the face of the earth, man would only have around about 3.5 to 4 years left to live.
There's a timeline what Dan asked for.
So, there we go.
Obviously, Albert Einstein was a genius, did all these things in physics and stuff. Do you reckon sometimes he just made stuff up in areas that were not his expertise at all, just to kind of sound big? Like, what is it? Why does he know stuff about bees?
He's looking at
Y equals MC squares and the theory of relativity and stuff. He's not, you know, seeing what the current state of pollination is to rattle that fact out.
I feel like when you get to a certain level of intelligence, you can just say whatever the heck you want. And people just go, huh, it's Einstein. I mean, sure, he shouldn't know anything about bees, but it's Einstein. Are you going to tell him he's wrong?
Connor, so thank you. And anything else? We've learned one big thing here.
Mm.
Bees are important. I think we know that. So anything else? Any other take homes for us?
No, just don't kill bees. That's important because, you know, we don't want low amounts of bees. And I can't believe that I've wasted 15 minutes of my actual life talking about bees.
Yeah, but think about the hour you wasted researching it as well, mate. So really.
I know. It really hurts. You know, it hurts me.
I think you've done a good job with the research. I think it's a big subject for you to kind of get into. And like, there's proper bee scientists who, you know, dedicate their lives to this thing. The thing is, like, have we learned anything that we didn't know before? Has anything actually been explained?
One in three bites that I take has been pollinated by a bee.
Every third bite.
Every
so remember that when you eat whatever you got for your tea tonight, remember every third, no matter what it is, it could be anything. It could be chocolate, could be lasagna, it could be shepherd's, but every third bite of it is the work of a bee. Yeah, the work of a bee.
I also want to throw in a massive curveball here, and I was going to save this right to the end of the podcast.
Here we go. This is what I'm here for. This is why I turn up for the Connor Explains episodes, for the curveballs. Yeah.
It's all a load of bullshit. Tell you why. Did you know that honeybee...
Are you blowing this wide open right here? Are you taking the whole worldwide theory about bees and going, nah, mate, got my own theory.
I'm shutting it down.
Shutting it down. When it's shut down, that's
not me and it's shut down. How many queen bees do you think there are? Queen bees, the mother bee. How many do you reckon there are in the world right now? Hypothetically speaking.
There's one a hive, isn't there? So
depends how many hives there are.
Yeah, I don't know. 50 million?
Yeah. Do you know they lay 800,000 eggs in their lifetime? So when are we running out of bees? 800,000 eggs in one lifetime. We're not running out of bees. What are you talking about? Shut down. That's not me
and it's shut down. I think it's just making people be more...
Say there's 50 million queen bees. What's the maths on that? 50 million times 800,000.
Yeah,
we're not running out of bees.
The point with it is, Connor, it's not like people are going around, you know, killing one bee at a time. That's not how this is working. It's that us, the human race, and choices that we make are contributing to, like, the mass slaughter of quite a lot of bees. Not intentionally. It's not like we're sticking them in an abattoir. But, you know, things we are doing is killing off great swathes of bees. So, you know, a queen having 800,000 is moderately irrelevant. That's the point.
We're doing a lot, aren't we? When you think about it.
We are. What, giving away switches and stuff?
Yeah. No. Just, you know, as humans, we're the root problem here, you know?
Did you watch Seaspiracy last night? And now you've had your mind blown wide open.
I have watched Seaspiracy, but that was nothing. I kind of was kind of aware of that, really. I mean, a lot of it blew my mind, yes, but come on. It was a bit obvious what we're doing to the world, isn't it?
I knew the ending, but I saw it coming a mile off. All right, well, listen, thank you. I mean, if you managed to have anything new explained to you there, then brilliant work. And thank you very much for listening. We are back on Tuesday with a brand new episode of Baffled, your favourite fact podcast, and I will see you then, as will Mark.
I will.
As will the busy bee Connor himself. It's Connor. Say goodbye, Connor.
Goodbye for me. All I asked for my birthday 1 year is that Mark can do a Connor Explains episode, because, I mean, Danny's getting off lightly on this one, isn't he? We need to have a sit down about this, don't we?
No, so...
It's called Connor Explains, not Mark Explains.
Think that through. Like, do you really want that in your life? Do you really want, like, 25 minutes of uninterrupted Mark Heads being able to talk you through a list like of the longest roads in the world? Like, honestly, that is not... It's not something that you want in your life. It really isn't. Thank you very much. We will see you on Tuesday. 9 more facts for you then. It'll be a brand new Baffled. Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.